crazy.
Dozens of people have been hospitalized. Power is out for tens of thousands of customers, and some homes have been destroyed. In a lengthy statement today, Donald Trump said he's decided against testifying at his civil fraud trial in Manhattan tomorrow. CBS's Graham Cates has been covering Trump's trial on charges brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Trump was expected to be the defense's final witness in the case, which began on October 2nd. Lawyers for James are expected to call two more rebuttal witnesses before the two sides take roughly a month to prepare for closing arguments in the case, which is scheduled for January 11th.
It's been a punishing day in Gaza, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
On Sunday, Israel said it had struck hundreds of Hamas targets in southern Gaza, where Israeli defense forces have intensified their offensive. I will take revenge for you, my son, this man said. One of his sons was killed, another wounded, and being treated at this hospital in Khan Yunis.
President Biden will meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Tuesday. It's part of a pressure campaign to force Congress to approve tens of billions of additional aid to Ukraine. Republican Senator James Lankford on CBS's Face the Nation said he knows Republicans will be hard-pressed to make changes to the request.
But it is the challenge of the House Republicans laid out a very good proposal, very thorough, covered a lot of issues, had no Democrats. Obviously, we're not going to get 20, 30 Democrats in the Senate or a Democrat White House to be able to sign that, but that doesn't mean we just sit and do nothing.
A new CBS News poll shows the majority of those asked say their paychecks are not a match for inflation, and they think President Biden should do more about rising prices. Details from CBS's Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
President Biden continues to get negative marks on his handling of inflation. 70% disapprove of the job he's doing on it. And a majority of Americans think inflation is something a president can control. Whether that's an accurate read or not, as long as inflation is high, it could be a reason Mr. Biden gets poor marks for handling it.
NBA superstar LeBron James' son, Bronny James, made his college debut for USC today, almost 5 months after he suffered cardiac arrest during a workout on campus. Doctors discovered Bronny James has a treatable congenital heart defect. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. Visit your local steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 22 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
An empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on. Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Show.
Don't listen to a word I say.
gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you when I fall asleep. Don't listen to a word I say. The screams all sound the same. Oh, the truth may be this. Shit will kill me out. All I need to say is I'm sure. Don't listen to a word I say. The screams all sound the same. Oh, the truth may be will carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Given name was Chester Burnett. His stage name was Howlin' Wolf. And that was Little Baby, a voice second to none. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with Of Monsters and Men and their tune Little Talks. There are times, I believe we have all experienced it, when a piece of music can be a religious experience. And coming up next is one of those. At least it is for me. There was a song that was written by the great Sam Cooke. He recorded it, and it is a beautiful recording. It has since appeared on many an album by many an artist. But I have to say, there's none more powerful than what we are going to hear right now from his live performance at the Monterey Pop Festival in Monterey, California, 1967. Here is Otis Redding with Booker T and the MGs and the horn section of the Bar K's with Try a Little Tenderness. Take us to church, Otis.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Right now, thank you so much. We'd like to take time now and drop the tempo one more time. This is a song that I want to dedicate to all the miniskirts. You know, the song goes something like this, my favorite. My dig. Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old miniskirt dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, you try your little tenderness. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, nah. I know she's waiting, just anticipating the thing that she'll never, never, never possess. No, no, no. But while she's there waiting, try just a little bit of tenderness. That's all you got to do. Now it might be a little bit sentimental, no, but she has her griefs and cares. Yeah, 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 yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it makes it easier to bear. Oh, she won't regret it, no, no. And young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's all so easy. All you got to do is try, try a little tenderness. Yeah. Damn it, huh? All you got to do is know how to love her. You got to hold her, squeeze her. Try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah.
night on my walk. Now she's gone. Yeah, she's gone. You see, you're older than me. We never got along that well, see. I love to help you, but everybody's telling me you look like me. But please don't turn out like me. You look like me, but you're not like me, I know. I had 1, 2, 3, 4 shots of happiness. I look like a big man, but I only got a little soul. I only got a little soul. Yeah, I wish I could be an example. Wish I could say I stood up here and fought for what was right. But I never did. I just wore my trench coat and stayed out every single night. You think I'm joking? Try me. Try me. Got no wisdom that I want to pass on. Just don't hang round here, no, I'm telling you, son. You don't wanna know me, it's just what everybody's telling me.
From their album, This Is Hardcore, that was Pulp and A Little Soul. That's all right, Jarvis. You'll get some soul someday. We have to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, another controversial song that had little in the title. Man. Anyway, listening to it now, it seems so innocent, so sincere, so nothing. But back in the day, whew, you could get into trouble for playing it on the radio. Find out what it is next on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. and on the Civic Media app.
You can always reach me.
one of the few metal bands that I can handle. That was Ghost with Call Me Little Sunshine. They are a band from Sweden, which shouldn't surprise anybody. Basically, that revolves around their lead singer, Tobias Forge. And let's see, what do they call it? A group of nameless ghouls. Not bad. And before that, we started off this set with the everlasting Everly Brothers. Wake Up Little Susie, their first big hit. And yes, because they spent the night together, very innocently, it did cause them a little bit of trouble. Gather round, children. It's time for a little history lesson about punk rock music. They were a band that formed in Los Angeles, technically San Pedro, a trio consisting of Mike Watt, George Hurley, and lead singer and guitarist D. Boone. In 1984, they released what many people consider to be the greatest punk album of all time, Double Nickels on the Dime. Tragically, D. Boone was killed not long after that in a car wreck, and the band disbanded. Coming up next is a song that was originally released on their EP Buzz or Howl Under the Influence of Heat, but did later appear a different version of Double Nickels on the Dime. Here's the Minutemen with Little Man with a Gun in His Hand.
Don't you know the hardest part is over? fat shaking hand. Dopey morning dog grumping us. Little wonder then, little wonder. You little wonder you. Big screen dolls, fits and explosions. Sleepy time, that's all but you. Little wonder then, little wonder. You little wonder you.
David Bowie in his drum and bass phase with Little Wonder. And before that, we had Rob Thomas from the Meet the Robinsons soundtrack with Little Wonders. Very good soundtrack, by the way. You should check that one out. We have to take another break here, ladies and gentlemen. We have one more set of songs coming up here on Seth Faces the Music. And we'll be heading back to the 1950s, another great R&B tune. It was a big hit, and it still sounds great today. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
And that was the band Spoon from Austin, Texas, with My Little Japanese Cigarette Case. Cool. And before that, we opened up this final set of Seth Faces the Music with Little Bitty Pretty One, Thurston Harris, and The Sharps. Up next, we have one of my favorite all-time singers, composers, mumblers, whatever you want to call him. I love his style. It's so jazzy. It's so much fun. And his singing, actually, in this one, he sings a little more traditionally, which I have to say, that's pretty cool. Here is Mr. Tom Waits with Little Trip to Heaven on the Wings of Your Love.
Oh,
And that was The Hives, Band, Fashion Plates, and Cult? Depends on who you ask. But that was A Little More for Little You, and that just about brings us to the end of the show today. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening to Seth Faces the Music. We'll be back again next week with more songs, more fun, another theme, and hopefully all of you. We're going to go out with the genius, Mr. Ray Charles, from his record Modern Sounds in Country and Western. Just a Little Lovin' will go a long way. So long, everyone.
A little loving, yeah, will go a long ways. Well, you make me happy the rest of my days. Why don't you put your arms around me and I'll be your slave? 'Cause just a little loving, baby, will go a long way. Ever since time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started in a whirl. I met you and now I know you're the girl for me. Why don't you come on home and you will plainly see that the gist of the love long ways, and you make me happy the rest of my days. Why don't you put your arms around me and I'll be your slave? Whoa, just a little loving will go a long way. I don't believe you really know how much I love you. If you did, you come on back and make my dreams come true. Your eyes, your lips, your loving kisses seem to linger, yeah. Well, you forgive, but please don't you forget that just a little love will go a long ways. Oh, you make me happy the rest of my day. Why don't you put your arms around me? I'll be your slave. Well, just a little loving, little girl, will go a long ways.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. Decent on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care,
WFHR,
and
Wisconsin provides. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5